This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, The Drive is live. You heard Clint there. He appears to be going somewhere after work, or he had something before work the second time.
Just felt the urge, man. I want to do the hair this morning, man. I want to do the hair this morning. I want to get me a nice one of my nice pearl snaps on. Big shout out to the Cricket folks. I like their gear.
Like Cricket, like wireless, or
it's spelled a little different, but their pearl snap gear. Their pearl snap gear is about as good as you're gonna find.
I had a year and a half stint with Cricket.
You talking about the phone?
Yeah, I had a year and a half stint.
Yeah,
it was a rough one, man. I was trying to save some cash, couldn't leave my area and make calls though.
Were you on when I pissed? I think I pissed Maria Taylor off with the Cricket. Were you on with us when she came on?
I don't remember that. I would remember talking to Maria Taylor.
Maria was always me and Maria always had a real good relationship, real responsive. I mean, cool.
Maria was Cricket?
No, she was not.
Oh, okay.
But she called one day. She came. I texted her, said, "Hey, can you come on the show?" And she said, "Yeah." Can't remember what it was for. But she came on the show, and while she was talking, it was breaking up. And you know, I mean, I know her well enough. I know Maria well enough.
She had a nice little joke in there, didn't you?
Like I knew Maria. I don't anymore. I knew Maria at the time well enough to. I mean, we joked all the damn time. Like I was very comfortable to say, "Damn, Maria, that old Cricket phone you got that causing problems, ain't it?" I think that really pissed her off. She responded with, "That ain't my damn phone. What's what you talking about?"
Well, wouldn't be the first time a host pissed off a guest on this show.
Well, I don't think
she's responded since then. And so the bad part of that is she has ascended to one of the biggest female personalities in the media business.
We could really be talking to her about some Georgia football. Oh, yeah, anything.
And it's a good get down too now. Maria and
they were on Sunday Night Football. We could have talked to her last week. Not ruined that relationship.
The beautiful thing about Maria is it's like you can see on TV, like she knows how to get down. It's just straight bread breaking. Now it would be phenomenal for radio. And I would say if I text Maria right now, I think I got a 50 chance. 50,
you think 50. There that may have been a moment where she said, "Man, I'm done talking to
I ain't
this
got
dude.
Time for these small
Ever.
Fries, man. What are we doing?"
I'm out here doing you a favor. I'm you sure calling my phone.
She was on a private jet or something, and she takes a lot of pride in not having connection issues, and we're talking to the whole city of Houston, and I'm cracking Cricket jokes. And so there you have it, man. I don't know. I think I got a 50-50 shot of getting a response if I lobbed out a text right now.
There you go. Well, I think you should lob one out and keep us keep it going.
Is
she working right now, you reckon?
I don't think so. I don't think a Wednesday. I don't think so. I think she does maybe some college football on Saturdays and then NBC. I don't know what other stuff she does. She's probably got a podcast out there somewhere. Not sure. Check it out. Let's see what she does. We'll keep that on. Maria Taylor. We'll see if she ever responds back to Clint over the next 4 hours. What are you sending her, by the way? What did you send her?
I was debating. I didn't hit send yet. I was trying to figure out what would be the best way to get some level.
Let me take a selfie with your phone and send it to her.
Show me both your nipples with that mange you got on your chest, and I think
I don't want to get in legal trouble.
I don't know. I don't think that's a good idea.
I just want to send her one like this.
She would definitely laugh. I don't know if she would respond.
I just want to send her a picture of me. I mean, she doesn't know me. I'm going to be like this.
Yeah, no, I don't know if the random white guy, random pasty white guy with two thumbs up is the way to go.
Yeah, I don't either. Real intense.
I'm really leaning towards no.
No
I'm
what?
Leaning towards
no nipples.
That's not the way to go.
She don't want.
Well,
none
I could
of
very
these
easily lob. I think I could lob out a hey. You want to jump on the radio with us? And I think there's a really good chance I'd get nah. I ain't got time. Not quite that direct, but that would probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
So I could get a response with just a random question. I want it to be cool though.
Yeah, be cool. Yeah. I don't like.
I'll think of something here in a sec.
I think maybe attack it. Like, hey, it was just on my heart, and I'm just wondering, like, You know, is there any issue from the last time we had a conversation?
Oh, no, no, no. Because I don't know. I don't know for sure. I just got the vibe that she didn't.
No, but I think
it wasn't received well.
I think you get a chance to get an answer.
No, that's weak as hell. No,
I think that's
no grown ass man does that. Hey, by the way, 2 years ago when you're on the air, did it offend you that I mentioned cricket?
You got to go that sensitive now, man. Hey, No, you know, Maria was put on my heart, man. I was thinking about this.
No,
just,
here's what Maria would laugh like about.
And I've been struggling with this. Was this something I did?
On my heart, struggling.
And then she says, "No, it's good. Then cool. Well,
you
I'm
want
thinking,
a pity party? You want to pity your way into it?
And then you move right in. Just wondering if you got a time, maybe tonight. Today,
that shows you how he did it, Tyler. He's showing his true colors
today or tomorrow.
The blueprint.
Like, hey, you got to handle certain situations.
That was his approach growing up when he was single out in the streets.
Mr. Sensitive.
This has really been on my heart, and I was just wondering.
First off, I have versatility. There may be a route that I use that. There may be a route that I say, hey, look, listen, I'm nasty. The ball's in your court. What do you want to do? Like, you know, there were many things
Maria's
I did at Gentleman Jim.
Maria's not going to respond to the weak.
I don't think that's weak.
I think it's super weak.
I don't think that's weak. Again,
I think it screams insecurity.
As you said, you don't know her anymore. She's had a child and everything.
Married, has a child.
But
she hadn't changed though. She's never been.
How do you know that?
She's never been a gal. She's never been a gal that responds to weakness.
Yeah, that's not weakness.
Oh, it's super weak.
It's not.
Girl, you hear about that new Nicholas Sparks movie that's out?
I don't think that would be it either.
Hey, Maria, it was just on my heart. And
no, I have been
wondering.
Now, if I'm her husband, I'm mad. Now, my wife been on your heart? What the hell are you talking? No. See, look.
Man, she ain't showing that to her husband.
Let me handle this.
She ain't showing that.
I mean, something along the lines of like, hey, you still got that cricket phone?
Feeling emotions like this is what makes
you still dealing with that cricket phone,
sister? Try that. What do you have down?
Oh, nothing.
I thought you put something in.
Text line coming through.
Hey, be like, hey, Maria. You want to jump on the radio here in Houston, but make sure you don't have that Cricket or Metro PCS phone.
Yeah, now you're talking.
So you don't break up.
I just want to let you know, Cricket doesn't want to.
Cricket and Metro PCS, I just want to let you know I'm down. I'm over for business.
It's on Ron's heart.
It's on my heart.
You've been on Ron's heart.
And I could be on your heart, and you can be on my heart through my words at any moment, and I could take 30 seconds to 60. Hell, knowing me, I might give you 45 or 105, 110 to tell you about your
story. Even give you two.
Right here.
Hell, Boost Mobile's been on my heart.
Really? Mine too?
Yeah.
I got a few places that have been on my heart. Mattress Firm, they've been on my heart.
Feeling these feelings is what makes us human.
Kroger, they've been on my heart. HEB, they've been on my heart. I've had a lot of things been on my heart.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, Bert Brocker been on your heart. Call Bert and let him know you've been on your heart.
Cadillac, robot.
They treat you better.
Yeah, I'm open for business. Toyota, they've been on my heart. All of them.
And I'll treat you better.
I tell you, on my heart. Miller Lite, you've been on my heart. I mean, there's been a lot of spots.
Maria, I'll treat you like Bert Brocker.
I'm telling you. Text line, Ron ain't got no game. Okay.
I'd rather somebody text my wife. Let me get a naked pic. Than boy, you've been on my heart.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I didn't say you're changing the words. Hey, I didn't say you've been on my heart. I said it's been on my heart.
Yeah, leave your heart out of it when you text.
It's been on my heart that I disrespect.
On my heart.
It's been on my heart that I disrespect.
Well, I know I didn't disrespect. Now don't make this.
I just feel like
don't
she
take
might,
this
she
out
may,
of context.
She may have taken it. Is that
well, she may
the
have,
best start to a show we've had forever?
I'm just not here to admit it.
Jim Nance been on your heart, Rod? No, Jim Nance can kiss my ass.
That's too.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
My dream, good people, man.
My dream would
be nice
be,
to have her on every now and then.
My dream would be Jim Nance getting on a diving board and jumping on a swimming pool that has
no
water.
In the deep end.
All right, Jim would not survive that.
Jim would not survive that right now.
Yeah, nah, that's a hip.
You said dive. How are you gonna hurt your hip on a dive in an empty pool?
But Jim's not a good diver. Jim would land right on his chest.
Just say a cannonball. Just a cannonball. Then he'll hurt a hip.
I don't want him
having
fun.
He'll hurt both hips.
I don't want
you
him
just
having fun.
Shut up and let me do my job.
Oh, hell.
That's my dream, is to get his ass on this line. You want to get Maria? That's my dream, to get his ass on this line.
You don't want to ask me about the Masters or the March Madness? What are we doing, guys?
I was 112 feet away from him at the Petita Center when he got that banner put up in that arena. the last time I was
Did you
there.
Go say anything?
I couldn't get over there.
Should have thrown part of your pretzel at him.
They wouldn't let me get on the floor. All right. Listen, as we roll through here, I just want to say thank you to the schedule makers. I just want to give the schedule makers. I don't know if they did it on purpose. Listen, I ain't going to lie to you. There's no juice in this game at all. I thought, guys, when the schedule came out, this would be the biggest game of the season. It is not.
To be clear, you're talking about Cowboys-Texans.
I'm talking about Cowboys-Texans. I thought this would be the biggest game of the season. It is not. Hell, I thought we may do something special for it. We're not. And
it isn't on my schedule.
I mean, obviously the Cowboys have made it even worse with their injuries and they're just falling apart. But, I mean, the Texans right now are just, you know, the fan base is probably at the lowest point that they have been. I think we've said that 2 weeks in a row now. But the lowest point that they have ever been with the Texans in the DeMeco era. And so their buzz is down. You know, we thought we'd have two really good football teams maybe potentially facing off, and there's a battle.
I think we should still go. I can meet y'all Sunday night. I'll buy Javier's.
Oh, man, that's cool. You talking about driving?
Well, I'll be flying in from somewhere else, but yeah, I'll meet y'all there. Javier's.
What do you mean you flying in from somewhere? Oh, it's Monday.
I'm out. I think Bajani's coming over to watch it.
Is he?
Wait a second.
We're neighbors.
That's fine. It even makes it my point. That even validates my point. Did you just say you're out on Javier's in Dallas and Monday Night Football for so Sean can come, your neighbor can walk next door and watch a game?
Well, I got him and my pops is coming over too. Okay. Already made some plans.
I love Sean, but damn. He ain't holding up my Dallas plans. Damn sure Javier's involved. You're more than welcome to come, Sean, but you ain't keeping my ass.
Take your ass.
Oh,
on.
Wow.
You better take your ass and sleep on that hot ass couch you slept on during that time when it wasn't no damn power. You're sleeping on there. But it has brought me, I think, happiness because I'll be honest with you. I know many of you think that I enjoy the pain of you. I don't.
Hold on, Joe.
I like it to be happiness. Like tomorrow, we'll be out at Buffalo Wild Wings on a Thursday at Willowbrook Plaza. Come on out and hang out with us from 2 to 6. And I want to see the happiness in people's eyes. I get the feel when we start talking about Texans, we might see some snarling anger from people that aren't over things. I want to see happiness. And now, Clint, I think we're going to get it. Because right now you're at the low point, but nothing I think would dig Houston Texans fans out of a low point than beating the brakes off the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. And that is what's going to happen. They're going to beat the Cowboys. They're going to beat the brakes off of them. And I think it will completely uplift the city, as negative as it is right now. As we got people trying to fire people, and we got people trying to get rid of people and make moves and hand and anger. When you beat Dallas, which this game to me, Clint, feels like a 30-7 type of a game. I don't even think they're going to score touchdowns. A 30-9 type of game. I think it's going to make everybody feel good. They're going to dominate the Cowboys because I think the Cowboys is this version of the Cowboys, Clint, the worst team they've played on their schedule. And that includes the New England Patriots. When I told you they were going to beat the brakes off the Patriots, and some of y'all for some reason was nervous, and they did. They beat the brakes off them. Nico, I believe, will be coming back. They'll have some reinforcements. They are going to murder this awful Dallas Cowboys team.
What's your point?
And it's going to make everybody feel good, Jerry. And I'm here for it. So the schedule makers made it at a perfect time to beat this low. Nothing is better than beating the hell out of the Cowboys for Houston Texans fans. Thank you.
That's well said there, Ron. There is nothing that could bring you lose 3 of 4. This is terrible to say, but I'm glad that the a lot of the fan base, the coaching staff, the team, I'm glad they're more aware at 6-4 of the problems that were very obvious at 6-2. So we've made progress there. But there's nothing better than a quiet week where everybody's doubting you for the team to refocus and go work your ass off for a week with an extra day because you play on Monday night, by the way. And then for the opponent to be the Dallas Cowboys, who, I'll be honest with you, I think they should probably start Trey Lance, but I hope they don't for the Texans' sake. The Texans go beat the Dallas Cowboys. That scenario right there is I don't know you could draw it up any better.
Can't.
I don't know that you could draw it up any better.
I don't have time.
There's something about if you were hitting on all cylinders and beating the hell out of people, one of the top AFC teams, and the Cowboys were down and out, that win just wouldn't quite mean as much.
No, yeah.
Right now, both teams are in a spot where, boy, you need some improvement, and you need it big time. You got all the reason in the world to go put the blinders on and grind and shut out the noise and be really motivated with a sense of urgency all week to put your best product out there. And
weak ass Cowboys.
The Texans are the better football team. Clearly. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Even with their warts, they are a better football team. Yes. Honestly, and I do. I believe this version of the Cowboys is worse than any team they've played. Like the Patriots, I was like, boy, they're starting a rookie quarterback. Obviously, we've seen Drake May. Hell, we saw Drake May in the game.
Yeah.
Right? They like, this is, but this crew here, man, they can't stop the run, and I mean at full strength. I mean, they can't. I mean, I feel like Joe Mixon is going to go nuts on this group. I mean, they got Micah Parsons, and he's an issue. But, like, their defense as a whole is worse than the Patriots. Their quarterback situation is far. Cooper Rush, again, 48 yards last week total in a game. And this defense is better than the Eagles' defense. Like, this defense that caused Josh Allen to go 9 for 30, whatever it was. Like they're going to smash them. We got people like Larry up here. Larry's up here talking about, I'm not making a trip to Dallas. This is what we're talking about. Now we got people. Larry gonna go to Canton, but he ain't gonna drive up to Dallas rub this in their face. No, man, Larry gonna be out there in that yak, blasted, drunk, and feeling himself and happy again. Yeah. It is from the text line. Why are y'all such Debbie Downers? How the hell am I being a Debbie Downer? I said they're gonna go to Dallas. Beat the hell of them. He said, "What? Who's down? The defense looks awesome. We're getting our awesome wide receiver back. We have a winning record." Everybody is.
Oh, winning record?
I'm just saying.
Now that you say that.
I would say, shoot. I would say, Texter, it has not been a very positive feel from the fan base.
I respect the fans that aren't prisoners of the moment, but the truth of the matter is you've lost three of four. In that three of four that you lost, your quarterback has been the most pressured quarterback in the league for three of those four games.
You haven't scored a touchdown
on prime time. Second. Yeah, your second half scoring is absolutely atrocious.
40-6 the last two games.
And you know, there's a lot of folks here and nationally that are calling for the offensive coordinator's job. I would say there's a little something to sink your teeth in beyond the 6-win season and Nico coming back. But I admire that the lens that you're watching it through. I would not say the negative talk at this point is Debbie Downer though. It's
I don't think there's nothing negative we just talked about. I think it's just we're gonna have a party in here. We're gonna be drinking Mad Dog on Monday, and I'm sure Tyler will lose and we'll drink Mad Dog on Monday. I'm spending a good one. I got enough to spend.
I don't think we did Mad Dog Monday last week.
No, we did. It didn't matter. But anybody, I know you had somebody you didn't use.
No,
it.
I was out.
You didn't blow up. No, but you sent one in. You didn't blow it. So I believe you sent your Mad Dog player in.
I think we should go ahead and count that against Tyler.
No, we're not doing that. Okay. We're not doing that. It's unfair. We got a new. We're gonna be drinking Monday. We're gonna drink it, Mad. I'm trying to find a new flavor if I can. All right, coming up, even more good that came out of that game. Is John Metchie ready to fill the shoes of a top third receiver on this team? Maybe in the shoes of Steph Diggs. We'll discuss that coming up.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Stroud shotgun, Dari in the backfield with him. Here's the snap. CJ looking. CJ firing to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. John Metchie. Hello, end zone. The Texans score right before the half. What a drive by the Texans.
There it is, John Metchie. His big night. 5 big catches, 74 yards, and that big touchdown at the end of the half. It was a big play there. And I was like, boy, at that point, you're like 23-7. Boy, it's hard to envision that the Texans would lose that lead, that big a lead, especially with their defense and how that offense was able to move. But big game for him, Clint. And I know for you, that's the big question is, was that a performance that we are like, hey, he found it. He found something. Can he consistently do that? Or was that just a one-off? Or is this something he can do consistently for this team? Because they're going to need another receiver, even when Nico comes back.
Well, you look at me. I mean, you look at me. You look at Mechie's the last handful of times that we've seen him in action. Right? I don't remember if it was the last preseason game. I think it was when he had several catches.
Second to last, because I think they set him down, but he had like okay. 8 for something.
Yeah, he had several catches, and if you look at, they weren't just catches. I mean, there's a lot of people that just look at the box score and say, "Boy, John Mechie had a good night." But if you look at how he was used and the great catch on the sideline that didn't count, which was an unbelievable catch on a deeper pass. It didn't count because he didn't get his feet down, but it was unbelievable. There were some quick game wins. There was catching the ball in traffic. There was catching that ball over the middle, kind of like the one we saw in the touchdown this week. And so you saw him at different levels of the field in the quick game, in the mid-range game, and in the deep game. In the when he got the more action he got in preseason as the preseason went along, the more he showed up and showed out. And then you look at this year, there wasn't a lot of opportunity because he was buried on the depth chart, right? With the top heavy receiver room that you have with Diggs, Tank, and Nico, there's not many opportunities. But those guys start going down, and over the last 3 weeks, I know, this week he had a big game. I know the box score didn't look good against the Jets, but he got open on two what would have been huge plays. One of them would have been a touchdown in a critical moment, and one of them was a corner route where he beat man. He was there, and CJ missed him.
He's wide open, CJ!
Yeah, and then the game before that, I believe he had 3 or 4 catches there. So if you look at the last really 4 times that we've seen Mechie when he's getting real opportunities to make plays, we've not just seen a guy that catches a screen because he's CJ's buddy, yeah. Right? Or catches one of the screens that Bobby Slowick calls that not real sure why in the hell that guy's catching the screen, right? But if you look at it, he's caught balls in the quick game last week, 3rd down, I believe it was, the final drive that ended in the missed field goal. I mean, big time slant, boom, 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 cross his face, big hands catch in traffic. The touchdown I mentioned over the middle in traffic. I mean, he's coming. He's coming. And I don't know how high John Mechie's ceiling is. I'm on record. I was not as high on everybody coming out in the draft as everybody else was on John Mechie. I don't know where that ceiling's at. But I know right now as I watch John Mechie, the last three, four times that we've seen him get a legit shot at playing the wide receiver position, he's built a strong case to, I can do this thing at the NFL level. I can do this thing after beating the illness that I had and that long journey to recovery. I can do this thing, and every time he goes out there now, it just seems to get better and better and better. And so the question for me is, can John Mechie continue to trend in the direction of filling the shoes of, really, you made a good point yesterday when I brought this up, really it's filling the shoes of Tank Dell, because Tank Dell is going to be asked to do the Steph Diggs things. Nico will be back and will obviously be the number one. So can John Mechie be a really good young fill-in for what you were going to ask Tank Dell to do as a number 3 receiver on this team? And look, I think the answer is yes. I think the timing couldn't be any better. I love Robert Woods. I'm a big Xavier Hutchinson fan, but at the end of the day, after watching last week, you got to have guys that can create separation. You got to have guys that athletically can create separation or good enough route runners. John Mechie seems to be, Ron, trending in that direction. And if I had to bet on it right now, I would bet that he will be a really, really good fill-in at that number 3 receiver to fit in the top 3 with Nico and Tank.
Yeah, I don't know if the answer is yes yet. We'll see. Because clearly before last week's game, they felt Hutchinson was more of the guy that they felt would be the one, because he would get more time. We'll see what happens moving forward. I would need to see a little bit more than last week to see if he can fill that void. Can I jump on my John Mechie soapbox real quick?
Sure.
Jump on it.
Can we do this, please? And especially my media brethren and sisterin, whatever that would be. Stop talking about this kid and his leukemia. Stop.
Cosign.
Like, and
he's
and
tired of it.
He's a nice dude. I heard him talk about it in the with you guys. Like, I'm not defined by that. Like, that's my past. I'm not defined. Let it go. Like, he got questions, multiple questions yesterday about how does it feel, you know, to come through here with it. It's fine, man. Y'all asked me that the last time.
Yeah, I loved his response. It's preseason.
Let's just chill out. Like, all right, man. Dude has gotten, he's gotten through it. Like, obviously, we're not going to ever forget that. But I mean, this is 2 years ago. Like, let's let it go. And just as he has been begging, trying to treat him as a player, that is a player on this team, that's a second round pick that needs to pick it up. And he picked it up. I can see it and hear it. I can see it in his eyes and hear it in his voice that a kid who is mild mannered is about to go and say, hey, man, stop asking me about this damn it's over.
Yeah.
Hell, man. I don't know.
I did it. I did it in the postgame.
I know you did. But he's had it 7-8 times since.
Yeah. I'll tell you that my thinking behind it, and I know I agree with your point. My thinking behind it was we just got our heart ripped out of our chest in a game. We're very
feel good.
The feel good, yeah, but like, what do you ask a guy?
Yeah.
Like, what do you, like, for me, it was, what do I ask him? You know, do I ask him, boy, what the hell happened on that interception that when Tank Dell was wide ass open? that was where I was like, okay. Yeah. I don't really know where to go other than hey, you had a great game kind of thing. And I agree with your overall point of letting it go.
I think for me, it's really jumped out just his reaction from it. I can hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
When he said it, and then when he was doing this pressure yesterday, I could see it. Like,
you can see it in his face,
like,
too.
Like, damn, man, stop asking me about this, yeah. Man. Yeah. Like, yeah, man. Like for y'all who come out, yeah, man, yeah, I've gained some of this weight back from sober. Stop telling me about it every time I go out there and see you on Thursday and Friday. Damn, like, I can tell he's like, dude, like, okay, man, yeah, I had leukemia. It doesn't define me. Yeah, don't feel sorry for me either when I drop that ball. Like, treat me like, let's let that ride. Just been wanting to get that off, John. Hopefully John joins us tomorrow. at Buffalo Wild Wings. All right, coming up next. Listen, the Cowboys are the next opponent, but they're going to be in the news, and they've been in the news not just for their terrible play, but for their future. And I think there's one move for Jerry to make, but I wonder, does he have the balls to do it? We'll discuss that coming up.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, come on, hang out with us tomorrow as we talked about it. If you were with us last week, we've been here a couple of times this year. Buffalo Wild Wings for a little Thirsty Thursday tomorrow. And right off Tomball Parkway, Willowbrook Plaza, 17195 Tomball Parkway. That Buffalo Wild Wings were there last week. It's always a good time. We never come empty-handed. Giveaways for your chance to win. It usually includes Texans tickets and other gift cards and things of that nature. So come on out. And by the way, Friday as well, back to East River 9, one of our favorite spots to go to on a football Friday. That's coming up the next 2 days as the drive will be on the road coming up. All right, Clint, I find this one interesting. It has been going around about the thought that, yes, Mike McCarthy, it's clear, is a dead man walking in terms of him being the head coach for the Dallas Cowboys. And I don't know why I have to say it the way Jerry says it. Every time I say that, I cannot just say Dallas Cowboys. Every time I say, I have to say it the way that Jerry, and I don't.
How does he say it?
My voice just, and I can just, the Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys. He says it real, like I have to say it. Like, I don't know why.
Don't tell me what I'm saying.
The Dallas Cowboys. But
I'm saying what I'm saying.
But word on the street has been talking about Deion being the potential. Deion and Colorado's got them 7-2. They've got a chance to get to the college football playoff if things break right. He's turned around Colorado, turned around Jackson State, and obviously his ties with the Cowboys, people are looking at that. This is Rex Ryan, former head coach for the Jets, defensive coordinator for the Ravens. He was on Get Up, and this was his opinion and thoughts about Deion potentially being the Cowboys' next coach.
They need to have somebody that has the pride in that damn organization. Being a Dallas Cowboy, the pride you take in it. And by the way, Deion, everywhere he's been, has been kicking you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Jackson State, they were unbelievable when he was there. He takes Colorado. Right now, they're 7-2. Nobody saw that coming. They're playing in the big, you know, whatever, the damn
conference. Big 12, yeah.
Big 12. Like, I'm just saying, that because I already know Mike McCarthy is a good football coach, and he's going to be out the door. There's no doubt about it. That whole, the whole thing's going to be blown up. But watch what happens. They need that. How are you going to get this kid back on board? He's going to have to damn respect that guy that comes in that building. You're not going to respect Deion Sanders? He's twice the player you are. All right? And you know what? I coach Deion Sanders. Great teammate.
The kid he's referring to is Micah Parsons, is who he's talking about there. Clint, when I'm not certain that Deion would work at any NFL team, right? Like, to be like, I thought, like, all right, Jim Harbaugh comes out. Jim Harbaugh's probably going to work anywhere. We've seen what he does. I think for understanding that you're not getting rid of the owner, right? Jerry's going to be there. And Jerry's going to be
there. Getting on my schedule.
To me, Deion makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Or a Deion type makes a lot of sense. Now, I wonder what his staff would look like and whatever, things like that. But to me, Deion makes a lot of sense. I think Deion would handle Jerry just fine, and I think Jerry would in some way respect him more than he respected the other guys that he's just run through or run over. And I think there is, like, a lot of people think, well, Deion can't do the same thing that he does in college. Those guys respect Deion in a different way that I'm sure that Deion can get away with some of the stuff that he would say that maybe others can't, because there's a respect level that players, that a Micah Parsons in doing Deion the way he did Mike McCarthy is not happening. So I think it's a really interesting thought, and really makes a lot of sense to me, Deion potentially going to Dallas.
Look, I like Deion to Dallas. I'll be honest with you. I believe that Deion wants to be at Colorado long term. I don't think he leaves to go to Florida State. I think he likes what he's built at Colorado.
You don't think he would leave to go to Florida State?
I don't. I mean, he obviously considered it's home. But I think Deion understands the luxury and the dynamic of being up there all by your damn self, removing kids from their state, from their people, from their, bringing them up to this nice little quiet little town where all you do is focus on football, and it's a different life. I think That's a big part of what he's doing, I think, there. So I do believe that Deion would stay where he's at. And I think Deion's smart enough to understand that the Big 12 path to the college ball playoff is a lot easier than the ACC path to the college ball playoff, assuming things stay the way that they are now. I don't know what's going to change.
SMU sitting in that spot, right?
Yeah, SMU's capitalizing on Florida State messing the bed and Clemson not being worth the damn. And so, I mean, there's obviously some issues in the ACC. But nonetheless, like I do believe that the Dallas Cowboys would be too big of an opportunity for Deion to pass up.
Still got a home there. He's like,
well, I mean, yeah, and he's through and through that, like, that is his vibe. That's his jam. That's his, that whole, I do believe that he would do his damnedest to, he would never back down from Jerry. I don't know that you'd ever change him, because I don't think Parcells changed him, but I don't think that Jerry scares him.
No. Yeah, I think he would be like Jerry would be himself, and he'd handle it.
Yeah, I believe players would respond really well to Deion. Now, Micah Parsons is clearly, again, Micah Parsons to me is one of the worst kind in a way of that he just throws gas on the fire when you're going through adversity in a season.
I don't think he would do that to Deion, Clint.
Well, I think he's just in his nature to do it. Whether he does it at like directly like he did to Mike McCarthy and uses Mike McCarthy's name, I think it's just that's just who he is. I think there's a level – like Deion's not going to appreciate the way Micah Parsons handles being a pro athlete and kind of does his – like it's doesn't seem to be as important. Winning and winning a championship doesn't seem to be as important to Micah Parsons as it does to some of the other people that are ate up with it. And I think Deion is one of those other people that is just flat out ate up with it. So bottom line is, though, like Deion will walk into a locker room and be able to do what he did in Colorado and do it via pink slip. Hey, get your ass up out of here. Boom, 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 boom. Now let me go get my guys and bring them in here. And it won't be any different than what any other coach does, right? We watched Nick Caserio do it here for 2 years. Right, just cleanse the locker room. Like Prime would do it immediately and have no problem with doing it.
So I think there's a little bit of the D'Amico thing, like D'Amico coming here and having the passion to be a Texan, and having that. I think that also is something that, and you would know better than I do about Deion. I mean, Deion played for several teams, but I think Deion sees himself as a Cowboy.
Yeah, well, Deion sees the value of the star and the value of being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Like in that world, like when it comes to notoriety, when it comes to earning potential, when it comes to all eyes on you, there's not a bigger job in America than the Dallas Cowboys head coach. Unless you're a guy like Mike McCarthy who just shrinks in the limelight, you know, in the spotlight. Deion would stand on that podium and glow. Yeah, so yeah, no,
I've been next to Jerry,
absolutely, and act like he's Jerry's third son.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I think he would thrive with the Dallas Cowboys, and I think that would be, and the situation with his son, that I'm sure part of it would be, Jerry, you got to make a deal to get my son here, I will be part of the deal.
Think so?
Yeah, and I look if you look at the timing of it too. How many years did Dak sign?
Oh no. No, he's got 60 plus.
Yeah, sure. I think Deion is smart enough to know that the best case scenario is to Tom Brady, Tony Romo this thing and sit and learn the business, learn the game, get out of the spotlight, learn how to be a pro, grow up a little bit, and year two or three, then we're going to give this thing to you and ride.
They're going to have a top five pick.
they may not have to move far to get it.
They're going to have a top five pick. Someone texted in, y'all stop it. Prime isn't going anywhere. He settled it. Up there and confirmed it yesterday on Speak. I don't care what Deion said. Just like I don't care what a lot of these coaches said. Deion said he wasn't leaving Jackson State. Trust me, there was an uproar.
He did do that.
There was an uproar about him. Now, I never believed him.
Where art thou?
But like, if Jerry Jones came to Deion and said, and they did this deal and said, listen, man, I want to make you the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And if you think he's going to stay his ass in Boulder with Travis Hunter and his son bouncing with a chance to coach the Dallas Cowboys and to the point that Clint said, maybe even a chance to even get his son drafted to the Dallas Cowboys, he ain't staying in Boulder. Tell you that right now. He only got a house in Boulder because he got to have one. He still got a house in Dallas because he wants to have one there. So I don't think Boulder, Colorado, is stopping him from going to Dallas. All right, coming up, if there's one thing that I believe Clint is hell-bent on wanting the Texans to stop doing, it is this. We'll let you hear what it is coming up next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.